Okay. Sorry, I almost feel guilty interrupting. I'd like to speak out a Sifre Shulchan Aruch, which is based on this sugya on Gimel Amud Aleph, and it's almost a typical ktsais in the fact that there's a tumult among the Gedalei HaPaiskim, and the ktsais injects a new thought to change things. So let me tell you what the nidain is. The question here in Shulchan Aruch and Simul Amud Ches is a shaila about edim that come to say testimony in Beis Din. Now, Bizman is obviously it's financial. Today we don't give Malkus, we don't give Misa. So edim come, they say testimony. And afterwards, one of the witnesses says, Eid Sheker Yadati. He comes afterwards and he tells Beis Din that what I said was a lie. Eid Sheker Yadati. So naturally, the Gemara says, he can't do that. Kivin Shehigit Shuvayna Chayzer Amagin. A person who said, I've got this Eidus, cannot retract his Eidus. So Beis Din goes through and paskins. The Shaila that the Shulchan Aruch talks about is, after somebody says testimony, obligates someone to pay, he comes into Beis Din and he says, Eidus Sheker Yadati. What's the halacha for him himself? He caused someone to pay money. Is he obligated to reimburse the person who he caused damage to? He said, hey, Eidus Sheker in Beis Din. Is he obligated to reimburse the person? So the Torah quotes Rabbeinu Chananel as saying that you don't have to pay back. You said, hey, Eidus Sheker, Yadati. Now, what you do between you and God is something else. But Beis Din doesn't obligate you to pay back. That's what the Torah says in the name of Rabbeinu Chananel. And Beis Yosef says, big deal, it's a Gemara. Why are you calling Rabbeinu Chananel? It's this Gemara. The Gemara said that a person says, Eid Sheker Adati, so we don't say the rule that an aid pays his chalik. It's a Gemara. That's the time. So on this, so the Beis Yosef responds, well, it may be a Gemara, but there's a rush that says you chayiv to pay. So that doesn't help us all that much. The Shach here has a big arichus. It's a long Shach, a typical Shach. And he says you have to pay. It's not a stira to the Gemara. So to explain this, I just have to be magdim. In Halacha, there are rules of grama b'nezikin. If you cause somebody a loss indirectly, now you all know if you break someone's window, you have to pay for the window. If you slash someone's tires, you have to pay for his tires. A mazik pays. What about a grum? What happens if you didn't do mazik, but you indirectly caused a hezim? So the halacha is, grum of a nezikin is pater b'dine yadam, chay b'dine shemayim. Beis Din can't obligate you to pay. If you cause someone a loss, you should pay on your own. But b'dine yadam, you're pater. Rabbeinu Chananel says, hey, you're pater. Makes sense? There's something called garmi. Garmi really means the same thing as grama. Garmi is just an expression for certain types of grama which are chayiv. There are certain situations where causing someone a loss obligates you to pay. And the Gemara has a number of them. Some of them include a meiser, someone who is meiser, mamon chaveray, to the government, or to a ganiv. A ganiv comes in, and you tell the ganiv his money is there, and he takes it. There are certain types of grama that Chazal call garmi, causes that are chayiv. When are you chayiv? When are you potter? So, the chalukei deis, the main shita that we follow, the Ramah follows the Rosh, that garmi is chayiv if, A, it's bari hazeka, it's certain that you're causing damage, and B, you're causing it biyodayim, you're causing it directly. So if you cause someone damage, if one example, let's say someone throws something off a roof and there's a mattress underneath. It's going to fall on the mattress. You know, he's a moving company, a very cheap moving company. They put a mattress down, they throw it out the window, they go, they take it off the mattress. A nice way of doing business. So here they threw something out the window, coming down to the mattress. And you have a fellow down there who pulls the mattress away. Does he have to pay? Now the thing broke. Does he have to pay? That's a grama. He caused damage. It's baria zeka, depending on what the thing is certainly going to get damaged. But you're potter because you're not mazik the item b'yadayim. It's indirect. You pull away a mattress, that's an indirect cause. You pulled away the thing that's going to save it, so that's indirect. You're only chayiv on grama, which we call garmi, if you have two conditions. Baria zeka, it's certainly going to happen. And you did it b'yadayim. You didn't do it to something else, you did it to the thing directly. So an example is like Chazal's example. A ganav comes in, and you point, you tell the ganav that's where he keeps his money. Chazal called that baria zeka, it certainly is. And that's called b'yadayim. Even just showing him where the money is, that's also garmi. So be it, you're right. It's not a physical change in the thing, but the Gemara considers that be a dayim because you did it to it. You didn't do it to something else that caused the damage. And on the contrary, that's a raya that even with words, it's also called be a dayim. Yadayim usually means with your hands, but even with words, that's still called be a dayim. I agree. That's a chiddush of this example, which the Shach says the same thing here. You say false edus in Beis Din, you make someone pay money, says the Shach, you're chayiv. That's garmi. Garmi, you have to know, when you learn Gemara, the Gemara talks about Dina de Garmi and Grama, it's inherently in meaning they're the same thing. It's just sort of a code that Chazal use. A cause that's chayiv we call garmi, Gimel Reish Vem Yud. A cause that's pata b'dinei Beis Din is Grama. But it's there's no difference in meaning. It's just an expression that Chazal used. Garmi is chayiv. So the Shach here, he brings what he calls Arba Gedoilim, Divrei Hadalad Gedoilim, who say that your potter, which is Pashm Shat in this Gemara, who say that your potter, if somebody says, I said false Eidus, the simple Pshat in this Gemara is that your potter. But he says, Divrei Dalagadalam Elu Einam Nechayinim Mekaya Chamisha Kushyais. He has five questions. The questions, most of them deal with the language of Rabbeinu Chananel, the language of the Rishayinim. But the fundamental kasha is that it's a regular garmi. What's the difference if you're a meiser? If you tell the government he has money that you're entitled to, or if you tell the Beis Din he has money that this other guy's entitled to, and it's a lie. Either way, you're causing damage, and therefore the Shach has this arichus, where he says everybody else is wrong and I'm right. He has a little problem. The Ramban writes that Rabbeinu Moshe HaSfardi, which is the Ramban, says you're potter. Now the Shach starts up with everyone. We're not going to start with the Ramban. So he says, no, the Ramban meant your potter als edim zaymimin. When you retract, our Gemara says your potter. Yeah, your potter. You will not mazim you because you retracted. Al zaymimin your potter, but al garmi yachayiv. That's dinei nezikin. So at any rate, this is the Shach's arichus, and I think we were holding now. Everyone here would agree. The Shach sounds right. A garmi should be chayiv, and you should be chayiv. As a matter of fact, the Ritva and Makis, which the Shach never saw. We have today a Ritva. He says, Pshat in the Gemara, he learns into the Gemara that the Garmi is Chayiv. He learns it into the Gemara that Shuvein Chayzer Magid. So therefore, when it comes to Zaymimin, we don't care as bad as retraction, but Yechayiv anyway. So it comes along the Tzais, and like I say, this is almost a typical Tzais. Everyone's tumbling about this. He brings the Shach brings a Bach and a Sefer Yeshua's Sheiris Yosef, that tumble about this, and the Tzais comes along from left field with a new idea why you should be potter. So again, we're talking about a man who goes into Bez and says Eidus. There's no Zaymim in Bezman Hazeh. He just retracts because presumably he feels bad that he lied, so he retracts his Eidus, and Bez says he can't retract. Kivin Shegit Shavein Chayzer Magid. This guy's Chayiv. What does he have to do? He retracted. So the Shach says he has to pay. because Adam Neman al Atzmai Yosem Emeyedim, he can't retract what's they get the other person. Once they get him himself, he has to pay. And the Shas Shita is that you're obligated to pay Lamaisa, like we said, it's a rush that says so beferish in the Ritva, that you're obligated to pay. Now, before I get to the Ktzais, you just realize in Beis Din, it's sort of a twist. When Beis Din looks at other people, they say his retraction doesn't count. Can't retract. When Beis Din looks at him, we say, Adam Neman al Atzmai, for himself, he's believed, and he has to pay. That's the Shas Shita. The Ktzais throws in a whole new idea. The Ktzais says, we just had on Beis Amid Beis an idea that when Edim say false Edis, they're over alav. They're over alav. Gemara Lav says the Gemara shouldn't get Malkus. There's another pasuk that's Megala that in cases you do get Malkus. Lamaisa, you're over alav, which at least in some cases gets Malkus. Comes the Ktzais. He says, if someone says false Edis, and he causes someone a loss, why is he potter? Because of kamlei b'derabaminei. What's kamlei b'derabaminei? You all know, if someone's chayiv malchus and mammon in Beis Din, we give him malchus. Now hold on a second. Eidim zaymimin, if they're chayiv someone mammon, we don't give them malchus for leisana b'reyecha. Right? Eidim zaymim, we do kasha zama. Says the Ktzais, yeah, that's exeris hakasiv by kasha zama. Gemara Levi uses an expression that by zaymimin, the Torah said, you get kasha zama and not malchus. Unless you can't get malchus, like by Ben Grisha and Chalus, and then you get malchus. But that's only a din in zaymimin. Zaymimin get the mammon and not the malchus. What's our case? Our case, a man is saying, I lied. That's not Zaymimin. He says, I said Eidus in Beis Din, but I was lying in my Eidus in Beis Din. He is over Leisana Bereicha, but it's not a case of Eidim Zaymimin. He was over Alav, and he caused the loss of money. Now, in such a case, me, Malchus and Mammon, we give Malchus normally. Malchus and Mohammed and Mammon. Now here we can give him Malchus, because with the Maisa we don't give Malchus for Leisana Bereicha Eid Shaker. We don't give Malchus only in the cases mentioned in the Gemara. Still, we have a rule, Chayvi Malchus Shaygigin, Potter from the second Einish. If it's an Avera of Malchus, you still say Kam Levi Derab Aminei, even if you don't get the Malchus. Years ago I had one time that I was by Chaim Kanievsky. I can't say I had an appointment. I didn't have an appointment. I went there with a bar mitzvah son to get a bracha. I was in and out quickly. We didn't get any brachas. But somebody there recognized me, and he said, oh, Rav, we get you right in. So I don't know if he expected me to give him money or anything, but he did it anyway. So he got me into Rav Chaim. So I go in. I say, it's a bar mitzvah boy, a bracha. So he gives him the standard bracha. So I turned around to leave. So Reb Chaim always has these people standing around him. They say, you have no questions to ask? So that I had never experienced before. Like, I want to leave, and they say, a Rav has no questions to ask. Okay, when he has questions, I ask questions. So I asked him two questions. One of the questions was the following. I asked him a shayla. I asked him, and every time I learn Kam Levi Derabim, this comes to mind. I asked him the shayla, if a Friar Yid is driving on Shabbos. It could be a Frumi Yid, but he's driving on Shabbos, but sometimes he's a Friar Yid. A Yid is driving on Shabbos, driving down the street, and he smashes, Chas V'Shalom, into my car. He smashes into my car. So now, I mean, he's going to pay me, if my car's parked and he's moving, he doesn't have much chance as far as guilt. And whenever I say this case, I say, she has to pay, right? If he's in my car, she has to pay. So I asked Reb Chaim, do I have a right to be Tevei Amam? It's Kam Levi Derab Aminei. The person driving was over in Issa Shabbos, was Issa Misa, and you press a gas pedal, you're Chayiv to pay for the person's Chayiv Misa, he's burning gas,
to drive a car. So can I be tevei money for my car? It's coming to Rabbi Nei Chayiv Misa and Chayiv Mamin. So you're potter midei mamin. You know, you can't be tevei mamin. So he told me, you know, chinami. You can be tevei the mamin. Now, if the person gives you money, you can take it. But he said that you can't be tevei the mamin. Now, as a practical matter, you'll go to your insurance company and they'll be tevei the mamin. But as a matter of strict halacha, by kavanah de rabbi, even though we're not giving this person misa, and the person could be as an ayma mutter, could be as a tenek shel nishba, doesn't know. What? Yeah, it's interesting. Even if he's chayv 200 misas, he still say kavanah de rabbi, because it's an avera that has misa. So that's why when I say over the case, I say that she was pushing on the gas pedal and she hit my car. I want it to be b'shas de maisa. So that way, actually, I asked Rav Chaim first. I want to ask a simple case. If someone breaks my window, could I be teveya? So Rav Chaim said, breaking a window is mekalkul. There's no kamlei by mekalkul, which is I know a Rashi shita, but that's what he said. He said, okay, what happens if the malach is not a mekalkul? Someone's driving a car. Now driving a car into my car is mekalkul, but the etzem driving, the malach she's doing is not a mekalkul. So he said, Rachinami, Kamli Rabbi Nei. Kamli Rabbi Nei has nothing to do with whether you get the bigger Einish. It's Be'etzem. Be'etzem, Kamli Rabbi Nei, means that there's no Chiv on the smaller amount. So the Ktsais throws this in, he saves all the Rishayim from the Shach. The Shach is screaming Gavalt, and he's really arguing with the Pashtus of a Rambam and a Ravid Hananel and the Bach and the Sheris Yosef and the Arba Gedalim. So he says, no, they're right, your potter. The Rosh wanted, the Shach and the Rosh wanted to say, Yechayev Al Tgarmi. They're bringing a new Inyan. So he says, I'll bring in a new Inyan. As Kamlevi the Rabbi Binei, that's a reason that you're potter. And Lamaisa, this is the Machlaikis. I don't know how the Shach is going to answer the time of Kamlevi the Rabbi Binei. It's not a typical case of Kamlevi the Rabbi Binei, because the Lav of Eid Sheked, Lamaisa, we don't give Malkus, only in the four cases. But at any rate, this is the machlokes. Again, the Shach says that there's a chiyuv, it's garmi, and the Ktsai says there's a p'tor. It's coming to Rabbi Nei, a person has a p'tor. So, yeah, but the Maisa Hezek, just like if someone shoots an arrow, and it takes a while for the arrow to go and break it, but he's chayev for the time he shot the arrow. That's what he's chayev for. Someone says Eidus, and eventually it causes a Hefsid Mamin, he's chayiv for the Maisa Hezek, which is when he said the Eidus. It's true, it takes time for it to happen, but the chiyuv is on the Maisa. That's what it would say. So this is the Machlaikis, again, the Ktsais and the Shach. I want to thank everybody. You have three times a Chazaka. If you didn't say Bli Neder, you're stuck for the rest of your lives. And I hope you'll keep on coming. Again, I want to mention that those of you who have problems parking, we've arranged for many people driveways. If you need, you come over to us, and as long as the driveways last, we'll try to arrange driveway parking in the immediate area. Okay.